It's really great to see you too. God, it's been a long time.
Yeah, brought your axe here too, huh?
Yeah, it's a new one. New one.
Gibson, huh?
Yeah, I got rid of the other one. I decided to get into electric this time.
Wow, but it's kind of a shame you had to get rid of that old one. That had some good memories with it. Remember that camping trip we did?
Yeah, I remember that. That was really nice. We're going to have to do that again. We really got close to each other on that trip.
Yeah, it seems like you can really get to know people going out of town for a while and just spending a lot of time with them.
Yeah, that's true. It's really, we had a really nice week then.
Yeah.
Got a nice rap, dig really intense rap.
Yeah. It's just moving back and forth around, like even now that we even live close together, we hardly even see each other anymore.
But yeah, we're going to have to see each other more often. We should do that again.
Yeah. Hey, how's Joanne, man? How's Joanne? You still with her?
That sort of broke up. I was really close to her. I liked her a lot. She did a lot of really good things for me, but bad things happened and screwed up and everything. I really don't want to talk about it now. It's something that I just can't talk about. What's been happening with you?
Well, I've been seeing Ken a lot downtown, visiting him, seeing a lot.
You've been seeing Ken?
Yeah.
Well, Ken's a nice kid, but, you know, be careful of him. He's a real fag. He really is. Like, I was in Maury's Scories.
Fuck, it don't matter.
One night, and he tried to make me. He made a pass at me. Put his hands all over my legs. He's really obnoxious. I had to push him away and everything. He's a really nice kid, but, you know, that's just not my thing.
Well, did he hurt you or anything?
No, he didn't hurt me. Like, you know, he's a nice kid and everything, but, like, you know, that's just not my bag. Like, guys and chicks are chicks, you know.
Well, listen, man. Well, I mean, I shouldn't maybe be saying this. Like, I'm not in any position, but, like, you know, saying things like chicks and faggots, they're kind of bad words, you know.
They're just words that I don't mean anything. I don't have anything against Ken. He's a nice kid. It's not my bag.
Well, like, those words can hurt, and maybe I should tell you something. Remember on that camping trip when we were talking, like, the third night out there, Saturday night? And
yeah, I remember that. There. That was really nice.
I saw you lying there in that tent, man, and, well, this is kind of a heavy thing to say, but, well, the reason I'm telling you so you can understand about saying things like that, well, I really kind of dug you, you know, and, like, I felt for a while I really wanted to make love to you, you know. I wanted to touch you and hold you. And
you wanted to do what? To make love to me?
Well, you know, man.
I didn't know you were like, I didn't know you were into that.
I'm your friend, man. I mean, that's all still, but I mean.
But like I, you know, like it's no problem. Like, you're a really nice kid and everything, but like, I'm just not into that. You know, you're a really nice kid, and I hope I didn't hurt your feelings, but I'm not into that. I don't know what to say.
Don't let it hassle you or anything. We're still friends and stuff. I mean, you know, can still get things together, right? I mean.
Yeah, sure. Like, we're friends. Yeah, yeah. We can definitely get things together. Yeah. Look at. I have to go up the street and get some groceries because I should have stopped on the way over, and I just remembered that I really have to get them tonight before the thing closes. I have to go home and
don't close till 12. I mean, you know, the IGA is open till like 12 tonight.
Yeah, but like, I'd really like to get them now because I want to get my house stocked up for the rest of the week, so I'll have food to eat. I don't have any food in the house at all, and I really have to get them now. So like. I should really leave now and get them.
Well, why don't you run up there and, like, get some edibles and we can come back here and cook something up later on and get on with that music or something. You want to do that?
Well, no, I think we better wait on that. I really want to get this taken care of now, and I don't know if we'll have time to do that after I get back.
Well, maybe tomorrow or sometime.
Yeah, that's time. Yeah, maybe tomorrow. I'll see you around tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll give you a call or something.
Yeah, well, take it easy, man.
We'll see you around. Like, no offense. Like, you know, it's just not my bag.